We are in Daf Lamed, Baruch Hashem. Pilei Ploim. They're on Daf Lamed. And the Gemara over here, it says Ika. There's an Ika over there. Let's see if I can find it. Ika Damas and Hadra of Huna. Aha. Rav Huna made a statement. And originally we thought it was going on something in our sugya. Rav Huna said that it's the imbezdin. So we thought it was talking about the Tkia Shofar that was Yerushalayim, not Yerushalayim. Was in Yavne, but that's what we thought. And the Gemara discussed it. The Ika the Mas in the Hadar of Huna. Some people say Rav Huna is talking about something totally different. It's talking about Rosh Hashanah. It's not talking about Yavne. It's not talking about any of that. The Chsiv B'Yom Kippurim Taviru Shofar B'Chol Arzichem. Yom Kippur, which we know the year of Yovel, they blow Shofar B'Chol Arzichem. Malamin Shkol Yochad Yochad Chayv L'Tkoya. That we learn from over here. Taviru, I guess, is B'Chol Arzichem is Yol Yachad V'Yachad has to blow. Am Rav Huna V'im Bezdin. Maybe this is where Rav Huna actually said his din, his statement. V'im Bezdin has to be done with. So my V'im Bezdin, what does that mean? V'im Bezdin. Gemara assumes Bizman Bezdin. La'fuke shalom Bizman Bezdin. Deloy. Rav Huna says you have to do it at the time of Bezdin and not when Bezdin's not active. Masiv Rava. Rav Huna asked the question. Tkias Rosh Hashanah V'yoyvel Doiches HaShabbos. Gias Rosh Hashanah and Yovel are doicha Shabbos begvulin ish ubeisoy. So now it's an interesting statement. We don't know exactly what that means. It says the Gemara, my ish ubeisoy ilema ish veishta. If it means a man and his wife, itza mi mechayva is a woman mechuyev and tkiyah shayfer va mitzvah seisha azman gramahu. It's a mitzvah v'chol mitzvah seisha azman grama nashim pitureis. Says the Gemara, El Alav, Ish Bibesoy. Man, El Alav, what does it mean? A man in his house. La'afilu Sheloy Bizman Bezdin. And wouldn't that imply that it's even Sheloy Bizman Bezdin? Now, this is tricky how the Gemara, why the Gemara thinks that it's Tafka Sheloy Bizman Bezdin. We'll maybe see afterwards. Says the Gemara, Loi, La'olam Bizman Bezdin. No, it means Bizman Bezdin. It doesn't mean Dafka Shalom Bizman Bezdin. It means in his house, Bizman Bezdin. That's all. And therefore, there's no question from there. Masiv Rav Sheshes. Shava Yovel Rosh Hashanah Letkia Ule Brachis. Elisha Yovel Token Bein Bebezdin Shekitcha Boyes Achidish. Bein Bebezdin Shalom Kitcha Boyes Achidish. Bechol Yachid V'Yachid. Chayiv litkoya ube Rosh Hashanah lo yotoken el bebezdin shekitchu boyis achoydash ve'ein kol yachid v'yachid chayiv litkoya. So with the Gemara over here, this brisa is contrasting the tkiya shofar of Yovel from Rosh Hashanah. On Rosh Hashanah, they're only toike in a bezdin shekitchu boyis achoydash. We're assuming that means right now a bezdin of ayin aleph. Now, even though it's interesting, there's, you know, do you need a bezin of ayin aleph to mekadesh l'chodesh? We'll just assume that for the moment. Rosh Hashanah, where you're taking el bezin shekitcha boyis l'chodesh, the ein kol yachad v'yachad chayiv l'tkoya, and not every individual has to blow. My ein kol yachad v'yachad chayiv l'tkoya. What does that mean? That kol yachad v'yachad and Rosh Hashanah is not chayiv l'tkoya. In lema debi yovel toikin yechidin. Rosh Hashanah ain't taken yechidin. If it means Rosh Hashanah, you don't blow by yourself. Well, we know that's not true. Haki aser of Yitzchok bar Yosef. Amar ki ave mesayim shlicha de tziburat ki asa biyavne. When the shlich tzibur was completed his tkiya in Yavne, lo shmiya inish kol uneh. A person cannot hear his ears mikol ki asa di yechida because people are blowing their own shofars. So what do I say? People do blow their own shofars on Rosh Hashanah. El alav. What does it mean when we're contrasting Yovel and Rosh Hashanah? Dilu be Yovel token bein bizman bezdin bein shaloi bizman bezdin. Ube Rosh Hashanah bizman bezdin in shaloi bizman bezdin loy. That must be what we're saying. So on Yovel the toikea bein bizman bezdin bein shaloi bizman bezdin. So ktani miyas be Yovel bein bizman bezdin bein shaloi bizman bezdin. And you said before that it's only bizman bezdin kasha. This would be a kasha back on what we said before. In the name of Rav Huna, says the Gemara, Loi, La'olam, it means Bizman Bezdin. V'achiktani, B'yovel Bizman Bezdin, Toikin Bein B'fnei Bezdin, Mein Shaloi B'fnei Bezdin. Rosh Hashanah Toikin Bizman Bezdin, U'B'fnei Bezdin. Again, the Gemara makes that subtle, like, correction, that it doesn't mean that you could do it Shaloi Bizman Bezdin. Itmar Nami Amar Abchia Bar Gamda, Amar Ab Yosi Ben Shaul, Amar Rebbe, Ain Toikin Ella calls Mancha Bezdin Yoishman. This seems to be also in accordance to Rav Huna, only Bezmancha Bezdin Yoishman. Boy Rav Zera, Nin Aru Lamoid. Very interesting Shaila here. What happens if Bezdin starts like shuffling themselves? They're getting ready to get up. Velo Amadu, and they didn't get up yet. Mahu. Bezdin Yoishvin Ba'inan Va'ika. You need Bezdin to be sitting. And they're, Lamaisa is still sitting. I mean, they're collecting their papers or whatever. They seem to be getting ready to get up. Oh, Dilma's Man Bezdin Ba'inan Veleka. It's not Zman Bezdin anymore. In other words, they're no longer presiding. Now they're getting ready to get up. I guess they've banged the gavel and it's time to go. So that is no longer, says the Gemara, Teku Tishbi Yataritz. Kushis ve'abayos. Okay. The oid zois hois Yerushalayim Yisrael al Yachna. We said a bunch of things. Roya, that they could any city that can see Yerushalayim, probably Yeshev is Benachal. If it's very low, so then it won't be in a valley, it can't see Yerushalayim. Shoy ma'as, probably Yeshev is Bereish Ahar. Something on the top of a mountain, so then it can't hear necessarily, because even though it's close in proximity and it can see Yerushalayim, but it can't hear it. Kroiva, probably Yeshev is chutz l'tchum. Has to be close as opposed to something sitting that is outside of the tchum. And it has to be able to come if there is some sort of river that is separating between this town, even if it's not so far, and even if it's not too high and it's not too low, and everything else, it won't be able to blow because there's a river separating between it that gives it its own like jurisdiction. Next Mishnah. Originally, the Lulav was taken in the Mikdash 7 days. Now again, moving on to Lulav. We spoke about Shofar, now moving on to Lulav. 7 days. Only 1 day. He was misakin that the Lulav should be taken 7 days. That's why we're shaking Lulav Bizman Azeh. Zeicha Lemikdash. We'll see a little bit later what the details of that are, why it's Nageya, not so far away, but he asserted the day after Pesach, he made that the Tvu is all going to still be Asr. Now, why did he do this that make that you shake the lulav 7 days? Mishum Zeicha L'Mikdash. Uminolan Da'avdinon Zeicha L'Mikdash. How do we know that we make a Zeicha L'Mikdash? Damar Kra, ki ele arucha lecha, Arucha lecha, umi ma koisayich arpayich, from your maka I will heal you, num Hashem, ki nidocha karulach tzioin hi doirish einla. Tzioin hi doirish einla. The Navi is bemoaning the fact that no one is searching for tzioin. Mechlal deboi drisha. You see that Tzion needs drisha. You have to search for Tzion. That is a zecher lamikdash, even though it's bechor bana, you have to be derishit. Now we get on to the next discussion, which is what we were speaking about. Shiyeh yoyim hanaf kulei aser. So the Gemara says, my taima. Why? I mean, why?
Without this pasuk, it would be like a baltaisif issue.
No, but he wouldn't make a takana necessarily. He made a takana here. So how do we see that you're making takanas mishum zeicha lamikdash? I mean, one of the questions I saw the Mefarshim ask is, why don't you just bring the pasuk imeshkachech Yerushalayim tishkach yimini? I mean, that's everyone's pasuk, right? Bring a different pasuk. It's interesting that he brings this pasuk. But lamaisa, this is the pasuk that seems to tell us that you're making takanas for zeh. You're making takanas for Zeicha L'Mikdash. Sheyoyim enaf kule aser mai taima. Mehera yibane beis ha-mikdash. Soon the beis ha-mikdash will be built. V'yoyim, when people will say, eshtakeid, last year, Milo achlinu beheir mizrach. Achshav nami nechol v'lo yadi deishtaki lo hiya oimer. Heir mizrach matir. Hashta diika oimer, oimer matir. Okay, so let's go back a little bit. There, we know that there's something called chadash and yasha. So chadash is aser min hatoira. It's aser until they bring the korban oimer, which is brought on the first day of Chol HaMoed Pesach. So therefore, anything that's new cannot be eaten. All the new grains cannot be eaten until we bring the korban oimer. Now, what happens bizman hazeh where there is no korban oimer? So therefore, the din is that the heir hashemesh, heir mizrach is matter. The yoim is matter. So actually, it becomes mutter when there's no Beis HaMikdash earlier than it would become mutter when there is a Beis HaMikdash. Because when there is a Beis HaMikdash, you need the korban, which you bring on that day, to be matir. And when there's no Beis HaMikdash, it becomes mutter right away with the Heir HaMizrach. So, comes along Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, and he makes a takana that Yom HaNaf, the day of the Tanufa, is Kuloi Aser. And the reason for that is, the Gemara says right now, my time, we're going to do it again. Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash V'yoymru. People say, Ishtake last year, Milo Achlinu Beheir Mizrach. Did we not eat with the coming of the lighting up of the Eastern Front? Oh, it's the day. Achshav Nami Nechalet, also eat this year. Now remember, this is Mashiach times. So you see, when Mashiach comes, the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, people aren't going to like know everything just like that. But V'lo Yadi, they didn't know. Ishtake last year, Lo Haya Oymer, Heir Mizrach, Hitir. Hashta Di'ika Oymer, Oimer Matir. This year, the Oimer will be Matir. So you see, Rabbi Yisai, it's important to learn. Even when Mashiach comes, we're not necessarily going to know what to do, and they might make mistakes. Rabbi Yerucham and Zaki made a takana and all of the years of the Gullus in order, because in case when the Beis HaMikdash is built, someone is accidentally going to eat from the time of Heir HaMizrach. Says the Gemara, Dimivni Emas. When is the Beis HaMikdash going to be built? If it's actually going to be built on the first day of Chol HaMoed, the 16th day of Nisan, Hari Heir Mizrach. Once you already had Heir Mizrach before the Beis HaMikdash, before you could bring a korban, so then already it's going to become mutter. So then Hitir. Ela de Ivni Bechamissa. It's going to be built on the 15th. I guess anything before that, we would have gotten the word out or whatever it is. It get built on the 15th. Mechatzois hayoyim ulehalon lishteri. We should be matir from chatzois hayoyim and onward. Why do we have to say yoyim anach kuloi aser? It should just aser up until chatzois. Da tanan harachoyki mutar mechatzois hayoyim ulehalon. If you should ain't bezdin mis atzlim boy. Listen. Bezdin is going to bring the carbon by Chatzos Hayoyim. That's what they always did. So, even though I would think maybe, listen, they got a lot of things to consider now. The Beis HaMikdash was just built, and no, they're going to make sure that they're going to get their carbon omer done by Chatzos. I guess that's top priority. So therefore, why do Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai have to make Yom HaNaf Kuloi Aser? He could have made it aser only until Chatzos. Why? Because Bezdin's going to make sure to take care of the Korban Omer by Chatzos. They always made sure to take care of the Korban Omer by Chatzos. So once you have the Korban, about a Chodesh is Mutter. Lo'initzercha de'ivni b'chamissar samech l'shkia sachama. Inami de'ivni balelya. It's going to get built on the 15th, close to Shkia sachama, and therefore, they're not going to have time to be able to be kaitzer and to do all the other things that they have to do, or is going to be built at night. It's amazing. I want you to understand, there's this takana made by Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai for the slim window that Mashiach is going to come on the night of Pesach, even though this year we were all very excited that that's exactly when it was going to come, or right before. So he asked, and on the slim chance that someone is going to accidentally eat chadash prematurely, he made this takana. What a fervency for Mashiach to come and for things, for halacha to be done right. Anyway, that's it. So that's why Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made the takana. for those two possibilities, that Mashiach is going to come late on the 15th, Mashiach is going to come the night of the 16th, and therefore that there would not be time to do the Ketira and all the other necessary components by Chatzos, and therefore they asked the entire day. Okay. Amar Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, we're going to turn the page. Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, Be Shitas Rabbi Yehuda Amra. He's going similar to the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar, Ad Etzem Hayoim Hazeh, Ad Atzmai Shel Yoim. It says in the Pasuk, V'lechem V'koli V'karamel Lo Yisoichlu, should not eat. This is the pasuk of Chadosh. At etzem hayoyim hazeh, ad aviyachem es korban, alokechem chukasolam, ad etzem hazeh, ad aviyachem es korban. So what are we learning out from the words, ad etzem hayoyim hazeh, ad atzmoy shel yoyim, kasavar, he holds, ad ve'ad bechlal. Ad ve'ad bechlal means, that really, well, he's saying it's D'oraisa. I guess this is a different opinion. He's saying now that Yom Enof Kulei Aser is D'oraisa. I guess the Gemara is going to challenge that because it says Hiskin, but we'll see what that is. But he's Rabbi Yehuda's of the opinion that it's Aser the entire day. Umikasavar
leKavosei. Is the Gemara asking a kasha?
No, not yet.
Because like, it seems from Rashi that it seems to be, I think I'm saying, but Amr Chadosh, Amr Chadosh, Yotayr Rav Yochanan Mezaga, Vahalei Men HaTorah Aser.
What does it say, Vahalei Men HaTorah Aser?
In the second Rashi, Rav Yehuda Garcin, Vahalei Garcin, Amr Rav Yehuda, Shari Loi, Haru Amiyavav, Abu Tumi, Vidvayre.
I think, let's see if that's farther in the Gemara.
That's farther from the Gemara?
Yeah. You ready? Now the Gemara is going to ask the question. Umi Sabr Lo Kavosei. Is it true that he holds like him? Hamiflag Pligi. We see that he argues on him. Ditnan, Mishachar Beis Amikdash, Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, Shiyu Yom Enof Kulei Aser, Amar Rav Yehuda, that's what this is, the Rashi going on, Halo Min HaToyro Hu Aser. So you see that Rabbi Yehuda seems to argue. Rabbi Yehuda is saying it's Min HaToyro. It sounds like Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai saying it's Min HaRabbanan. This is what he was saying. So Gemara Hasam, Rabbi Yehuda Hu Dekatoi. Iyu Sar Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai Min HaRabbanan Kamar. No, Rabbi Yehuda thought that he was arguing on Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, but they really weren't arguing on anything. So the Gemara of Hiskin Ktani. My Hiskin. It says Hiskin Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai. So Taka, it sounds like he's only making a Darabanan. Says the Gemara, my Hiskin, Dorash Vihiskin. It didn't mean that he made a Takana that now he's fabricating a new Midrabanan. It means he darshined and he wanted to like establish it. That's the way people should behave. Sometimes that's the way his skin means. In other words, he wanted to fix it. He wanted to like strengthen that. That's the way people should be. Okay. Let's stop here, my friends. I think we did a good job today, Baruch Hashem. We will start with the new Mishnah tomorrow.